of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God. I told you he had the power over the solar system, didn't I?
Yeah.
He said, all I want you to do, praise God, is stand still. Let me paraphrase it a little bit. Praise God. And he said that while he was on his way, they were on their way to fight. Praise God, hallelujah. He said that God, through his power, caused a hailstorm.
Yeah.
Caused a hailstorm to start. And praise God, and it killed all, and the hailstorms killed more Amorites than Israel could have ever killed. But now the point where I'm trying to get, praise God, where he had the power over the solar systems. He told Joshua, prayed, and he told the rain. Praise God, he told the sun to stand still. Praise God, not only that, praise God, he told a man, the moon, a man to be still in the valley, praise God, of Ajalon. Praise God, thus displaying his power that he has over the solar system. So God's power has no limits. You may need to nudge your neighbor, especially if there's somebody kin to you, a good friend of yours. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, the power of God has no limits. Amen. But let me go to my second point, because I'm about ready to sit down now. Amen. You see, the second point is that the power of God works within us. Amen. We getting ready to fly now. The power of God works within us. Amen. Because if you look at the B clause of verse 20, he says, according to the power that works in us. You see, God's power is at work through all of us. Let me. Can I see a show of hands? If you're not ashamed, praise God. How many of y'all here been filled with the Holy Spirit? Praise God. How many of y'all have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? That means that his power resides on the inside of you. Praise God. And his power is working through you. Amen. You could speak to this mountain. Whatever the mountain may be, and tell that mountain to be removed. Praise God. If you got the Spirit of God on the inside, you could tell that mountain to be removed. And you see this us that Paul talks about in the text, that us means the church. Praise God. And let me just remind you again, praise God, you are the church. Not this building. You're the church. And let me just make sure I remind you clear, because the church, praise God, that he dwells, the temple that he dwells is not a temple that's made with human hands. Last time I checked, praise God, Foster Construction Company put this building up. And it was nothing but a bunch of human hands. But guess what? Praise God, no human hand. Praise God, made this temple. Praise God, no human hand made this temple. And the Spirit of God, praise God, resides on the inside of me. Praise God. And you see, if we believe the same power that God used to raise Christ from the dead is the same power, that resides on the inside of us. And it is at our use. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. It is at our disposal. Praise God. But there are some things that we have to do. Yeah. Amen. Can I just give you a couple of scriptures? What Paul, to back up what I just said, Romans chapter 8, put this on the marquee. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, I just asked for a show of hands.
Yes, you did.
And you said that you have Christ in your life.
Yes.
He said that if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. In other words, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. That word quicken just means to make alive. In other words, to make alive your mortal bodies, praise God, by the spirit that dwells in you. I'm so glad that I got the Spirit of God on the inside of me. Praise God. I often tell y'all that I am just as happy, praise God, as a hog and slop.
Yes, sir.
That I got the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of me. And Paul, praise God, in Ephesians chapter 1, tells us about this power, tells us about this exceeding, praise God, and the greatness of his power. I want you to put this on the marquee, praise God, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 23. I'm going to read it, praise God, as you read it on the marquee. He says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? That includes us. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him up from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominions, praise God, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but praise God, in the world that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things, the church, praise God, which is his body, praise God, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Oh my God. You see, we have great wealth in Christ. Hallelujah. Let me see the hands of those who got some great wealth in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. You see, God's power enables us to use God's wealth.
Yeah.
Amen. We could never defeat the spiritual foes of this world on our own power.
Amen.
You don't have enough power.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like you trying to box against Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
You're not fast enough.
Yeah.
Your arms are not long enough.
Yeah.
Your gloves are not powerful enough. But when you serve God, praise God, and I'm talking about serving him right, praise God, you now have the power, praise God, over all of the foes in this world.
Yeah.
You could speak to enemies and praise God and they would obey.
Yeah.
You could speak to sickness and praise God and they will obey you.
Yeah.
You could speak to demonic forces and those forces will obey.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the power, praise God, that we have.
Yeah.
But you know, to use that power, the channel of our life must be spiritually clean. So his power can flow through us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna date myself, and there's some in here a little older than me. I remember Sister Bernadine, when I was a boy, we didn't have satellites. We didn't have internet, and for the one television that we had. And the two stations that we could catch.
Yeah.
Praise God. Sometimes me being the boy had to go outside. My grandfather used to love the fights on a Friday night. And sometimes when he couldn't get the reception, they would call me Junior. Junior, go outside. And I had to turn that old antenna so that it would hit the right wavelength. And when it hit the right wavelength, praise God, the boxing match would come on. Sometimes I had to stand out there and hold it, because sometimes if you let it loose, it would get off station. Praise God. But you know, we too must be tuned into the right wavelength. When I tuned it, I turned it, and it was in tune with the right wavelength. We too must be in tune with the right wavelength. Y'all want to know who the link is? The link is Jesus Christ. And when I look at today's world, and I look at what's happening today, apparently what has happened is that many Christians, praise God, are not in tune with the right wavelength. We have been cut off, praise God, from our source of power. And what an indictment. We have been cut off from our source of power. Somebody may be sitting out there saying, well, Pastor, what cuts us off? Unbelief cut us off. Unconfessed sin cuts us off. Unforgiveness cuts us off. Careless living. You can define that any kind of way you want. Careless living cuts us off. Worldliness, inaction and inattitude. All of these things rob us, praise God, of the power that we have. And as a Christian, robbed of the power of God, praise God, we cannot be adequately used of God. Praise God, John chapter 15. These are the words of Jesus Christ. He says that 15:5, to be specifically, he said that I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. Some of that fruit is power. But the last phrase is what ought to catch all of our attention. He says, for without me, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, without Jesus, you can do nothing. You see, as individual Christians and as a church body, we limit ourselves and truly believe that we cannot do anything. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm speaking like Paul spoke. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, when he says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You see, with God's awesome power at our disposal, there is no limits as to what we can do or what can be done. The reason I know that, because 1 John 4:4 tells me, praise God, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436.